Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for July 29th, 2021 will come to order. The first item on the agenda is Advisory Opinion Request 2021-07, PAC Management Services, LLC, submitted by Mr. Dan Backer. We're joined today by Mr. Backer, who's available to respond to any additional questions we may have. I would like to say welcome, Mr. Backer. And we also have Joseph Lenziger from the Office of General Counsel to discuss this matter as needed. Council, if you'd like to proceed.
Thank you, Chair Broussard. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 2131A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by PAC-MS. The requester is a for-profit LLC that is treated as a partnership for federal tax purposes, with each partner taxed as an S corporation. It asks several questions regarding whether it may allow individuals to solicit and make contributions to political committees via its online platform. The draft concludes that the Act and Commission regulations would not prohibit PAC-MS's proposed services and that the proposed services would not cause PAC-MS to make, facilitate, or be a conduit for contributions, to incur registration or reporting obligations, or to be a commercial vendor under 11 CFR 114.2F or 116.1C. The draft also concludes that PAC-MS may allow individuals who work for corporations and trade associations acting in their personal capacities to solicit contributions via its online platform. We received no comments on the request or on the draft, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for OGC or Mr. Backer? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I thought that I know I learned a lot at the last meeting as a result of the excellent questions that my colleagues asked and the fairly fulsome discussion that we had. And I'd like to, as a result, suggest one small edit to the draft that on the first page where it says the facts presented in this advisory opinion are based on your letter received on May 17, 2021 and your emails received on June 25 and June 29, 2021, that we add a phrase and on the information conveyed in the commission meeting of July 15, 2021. That's all I got.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. I would also agree with that. I think I agree with you. We did have a very detailed discussion at the last meeting and I appreciate all the questions as well. Based on that, do we have any further discussion or questions for Mr. Backer? Mr. Backer, do you have anything you would like to comment regarding? You did speak the last time, but any further comments?
No, Madam Chair.
Then let me poll my colleagues. Thank you. Vice Chair.
In light of that, and with my thanks to Mr. Backer for his assistance at our last meeting and for his attendance this morning, I would move the adoption of agenda document, draft A in this matter, subject to the edit made at the table by Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much to OGC. Thank you very much to Mr. Backer. The next item on the agenda, welcome, is Reg 2021-02 sub-vendor reporting draft notice of availability. And I believe we have Ms. Joanna Wallstreicher and Robert Knopf from OGC to discuss the matter.
Thank you, Chair Broussard. Good morning, commissioners. Before you is agenda document 21-32-A, a draft notification of availability in response to a petition for rulemaking received from the Campaign Legal Center and the Center on Science and Technology Policy at Duke University. The petition asks the commission to amend its regulations regarding reporting political committee expenditures and disbursements for independent expenditures and electioneering communications. The proposed amendments would require political committees and persons who make independent expenditures and electioneering communications to itemize certain payments made by vendors to others on behalf of the reporting entities. If approved, the draft NOA will be published in the Federal Register and the commission will receive public comments on the petition for a period of 60 days. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Let me say before, I hope I wasn't interrupting anyone, I was happy to see this petition filed, having participated with a forum for both of these individuals or these entities. And I'm excited to see that they've put this before the commission. I will be supporting this at this level right now. We know that it's pretty administrative, but I'm excited to see whatever comments we might be receiving that could help us should we move forward on this. So I want to say thank you to the two organizations for making this petition today. So let me look around. Vice Chair.
Thank you. I wanted to echo that statement. You know, that it's always a little awkward at this stage of the proceedings, because as it says in the notice of availability, we will not consider the merits of the proposal until we actually receive comments. And that's required by law, and I think by wisdom. So echoing the thanks to the chair, I'd also add that I look forward to the comments, and that I hope that they reflect the full range of advantages and disadvantages, so that the commission can continue to consider the merits of these sort of proposals with the greatest possible view of its effects.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I wasn't sure if that was a motion or if I did hear that. I might have missed that part. Vice Chair?
I'm happy to make the motion.
Thank you.
In this matter, I move the approval of the draft notice of availability as circulated by the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you very much. Is there a discussion on the Vice Chair's motion? None. Call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Again, unanimous. I'm happy to see that we are moving forward with everything today together. So thank you very much to the Office of General Counsel for that presentation. This agenda went a lot quicker than I think the public might have expected, but I am now going to turn to the question for, I think, Ms. Higginbotham, Madam Staff Director. Are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. This meeting stands adjourned.